1 Chronicles, chapter 23. Now David was old and full of days, and he made Solomon his son king over Israel. And he gathered together all the princes of Israel, with the priests and the Levites. And the Levites were numbered from 30 years old and upward, and their number by their polls, the able-bodied men, was 38,000. Of these, 24,000 were to oversee the work of the house of Yahweh, and 6,000 were officers and judges. And 4,000 were doorkeepers, and 4,000 praised Yahweh with the instruments which I made, said David, to praise using them. And David divided them into courses according to the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari, of the Gershonites, Ladan and Shimei. The sons of Ladan, Jehiel the chief, and Zetham, and Joel, 3. The sons of Shimei, Shelemeth, and Haziel, and Haran, 3. These were the heads of the fathers' houses of Ladan. And the sons of Shimei, Jahath, Zena, and Jush, and Beriah. These four were the sons of Shimei. And Jahath was the chief, and Ziza the second, but Jush and Beriah did not have many sons, therefore they became a father's house in one reckoning. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel, 4. The sons of Amram, Aaron and Moses, and Aaron was separated, that he should sanctify the most holy things, he and his sons, forever, to burn incense before Yahweh, to minister to him, and to bless in his name, forever. But as for Moses the man of God, his sons were named among the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses, Gershom and Eleazar. The sons of Gershom, Shabul the chief. And the sons of Eleazar were, Rehabiah the chief, and Eleazar had no other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were very many. The sons of Izhar, Shelemith the chief. The sons of Hebron, Jeriah the chief, Amariah the second, Jehazel the third, and Jechamim the fourth. The sons of Uziel, Micah the chief, and Ishiah the second. The sons of Merari, Mahli and Mushi. The sons of Mahli, Eleazar and Kish. And Eleazar died, and had no sons, but daughters only, and their brothers the sons of Kish took them as wife. The sons of Mushi, Mahli, and Ader, and Jeremoth, 3. These were the sons of Levi after their fathers' houses, even the heads of the fathers' houses of the ones of those who were counted, in the number of names by their polls, who did the work for the service of the house of Yahweh, from 20 years old and upward. For David said, Yahweh, the God of Israel, has given rest to his people, and he stays in Jerusalem forever. And also the Levites will no more have need to carry the tabernacle and all the vessels of it for its service. For by the last words of David the sons of Levi were numbered, from 20 years old and upward. For their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of Yahweh, in the courts, and in the chambers, and in the purifying of all holy things, even the work of the service of the house of God. For the showbread also, and for the fine flour for a meal offering, whether of unleavened wafers, or of that which is baked in the pan, or of that which is soaked, and for all manner of measure and size. And to stand every morning to thank and praise Yahweh, and likewise at evening. And to offer all burnt offerings to Yahweh, on the Sabbaths, on the new moons, and on the set feasts, in number according to the ordinance concerning them, continually before Yahweh. And that they should keep the charge of the tent of meeting, and the charge of the holy place, and the charge of the sons of Aaron their brothers, for the service of the house of Yahweh.